Not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode. It's Casual Friday, and as usual, Casual Friday means we're going to be covering a lot of different topics today, more like current events, and I'm in the studio with my executive producer and my co-host of Casual Friday, Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hi, Carl. How are you today?
Good, good. Wonderful. And we are both wearing red.
Yes, we are.
And why am I wearing red again? I forget.
It's Red Friday, the American Heart Association.
And what do you mean, the American Heart Association?
Well, we're supporting the American Heart Association by wearing red. What that represents is they're trying to make people more aware about how many women die annually of heart disease.
Yeah, it's the number one killer of women, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Over 500,000 die annually.
And isn't it true that the reason that they develop heart disease is because their husbands annoy them? No? Okay.
Could be, maybe.
You know, it's important to note this because unlike men, women don't necessarily get the warning signs of a heart attack. Quite often, a woman's first sign of a heart attack, she dies. It's not men get chest pain. They have intermittent pain in the chest. They develop symptoms like pain in the right arm, in the left arm, numbness in the jaw, and so
shortness
on and so forth.
Shortness of breath.
But quite often, with women, there are none of those early warning signs or intermittent warning signs. They just go right from 0 to 100. They just have heart attacks and die.
You know what I find interesting is that heart attacks usually occur 10 years. After women go through menopause.
Right.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because of hormonal cessation and the lack of cardioprotection from testosterone and estrogen.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that is why it is. And the evidence that that's correct is this. When women get on hormone replacement therapy, either as they're going through menopause or immediately upon cessation of the menstrual cycle, the cardioprotective benefits of hormone replacement therapy are like 100%. They don't develop those heart issues. For every year they wait after menopause to get on hormone replacement therapy, the value of hormone replacement therapy is reduced by a fifth. So if they wait up to 5 years and then get on HRT, the probability of HRT actually providing cardioprotective benefits is zero.
Now, are you talking bioidentical or?
Well, we always talk bioidentical because I would never want a woman to take an oral conjugated equine hormone because they're not human, and plus they tax the liver dramatically. And the reason that women develop clotting and cancers from hormones is when they take orals because it changes the landscape of the enzymes in the liver. It causes thrombosis. It causes blood pressure elevation. It causes dyslipidemia and all that sort of stuff. So I just always mean bioidenticals when I talk about hormones in general.
Okay, so like the Premarin, that mare's urine is what that,
yes,
that basically means, right?
Yes. Premarin is a conjugated both Premarin and Prempro. Prempro is both an estrogen and a progesterone put together, mm-hmm. And those they're liberated from horse urine. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But then they're methylated. Anytime you take a hormone orally, 95% of it is lost when it goes through the liver the first time. Goes from the stomach through the liver, and the liver gets 95% of it out. So the pharmaceutical companies go, gee, that's wasting a lot of money if 95% of the drug is ineffective. So what they did was they added certain side chains and they methylate or esterify this hormone so that the liver cannot break it down. And then they can use smaller doses. But the problem is the liver becomes very angry when it can't do its job.
Uh-huh.
And it keeps chewing on that and trying to break it down. And when it can't break it down, it upregulates these enzymes. It goes, gee, why can't I get this out of my system? And when it upregulates those enzymes, that's when the thrombotic effect occurs. That's when the atherosclerotic effect occurs. That's when all the bad things about hormones in women occur. So it's not the hormones. It's the delivery system that the major pharmaceutical companies use to save a few pennies.
Well, I can remember when my mother started going through menopause, and her doctor basically told her nothing was wrong with her and that she needed antidepressants.
Right, it's all in their head.
Yes, it's all in her head.
You know, in 2005, I got really sick from using large amounts of aromatase inhibitors. And as a result of that, I developed all the same symptoms as women do when they go through menopause. The reason I know this is because every time I would put my symptoms into Google, I would end up at Power Surge, which is like a woman's menopause website. And I'm reading these stories about these women. I'm going, my God, that's what I'm going through. The night sweats, the anxiety, the palpitations, the fatigue, the morning brain fog, all those things I was going through, low body temperature. And I said back then, if men went through menopause, they would have found cures for it decades ago.
Right.
But because women, because by and large, women were not responsible for providing for the family, other than once the kids were raised, the woman's job was pretty much done. The husband had to keep going to work. But in today's day and age, when you have two, not only two income families, but you have both people working two jobs, we can't skip a beat now with women. So they're becoming more attentive to women's demands, because a woman at 40 still has 20 years of production left in her. We can't lose her now.
Right.
So they are becoming more sensitive to it as it goes. But yes, we're wearing red in the studio today in honor to commemorate, to make people remember that we have to pay attention to the cardio issues of women.
Women and heart disease.
No, women and heart disease. There you go. So anyway, and we've got a lot of good things to talk about. We're going to answer some of your questions today. We have Facebook messages and emails and all that sort of good stuff. We'll get to those things towards the end of the show. Hey, it's so where are we going from here?
Super Bowl weekend.
I know. Now, here's the funny thing.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. I have an announcement.
Yes.
I am officially amalgam-free in my mouth.
You got all, when I say all, you had the last of any amalgam fillings removed.
I had one small, tiny alloy. It was just a one-surface occlusal. That's a biting surface. It was just a one-surface alloy. I had it removed this week. It was very small, and now I have no more amalgams in my mouth.
I wish I could say that. I'm really jealous. I really am. I mean, and you have really beautiful teeth. But
thank
I mean,
you.
My problem is all of this lead, all of this mercury that I have in my mouth. And I have to make plans to get rid of it at some point in time, because I don't want to carry this for the rest of my life.
No, and I actually had it taken out on Tuesday. And at your advice, I ate some Brazil nuts afterward for the selenium.
Yeah, there you go. So if any mercury was released into your system, that would attach itself to it and allow the liver to carry it out of the body.
Okay.
All right. Well, congratulations. You're amalgam
officially
free.
Officially alloy free.
There you go. Okay.
Yay. Okay. So Super Bowl weekend.
I know. And here's the funny thing. You know more about football than I do.
Okay. I have a question.
Okay.
Who's playing in the Super Bowl?
You know I don't know.
Oh, come on. You really don't know.
I think I saw that the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing. Is that correct?
Uh-huh, and the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there you go.
And do you know where it's being held?
I do know that, because this morning on the news, they talked about how cold it was in Texas somewhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's in Arlington, Texas, Cowboy Stadium.
Is that Dallas, Arlington?
Oh, it's near Dallas. Okay. Uh-huh. I think it's like a suburb or something.
Okay, all right.
But I think it's unseasonably cold there right now.
Yeah, so that ought to make it an interesting game.
And that's not good, because they have this big party plaza set up outside the stadium, and they're expecting thousands of people to come that can't get into the Super Bowl and stay outside in the party plaza and watch it on a big screen TV.
Yeah, but you know, football fans are crazy. I mean, you have football fans that paint their bodies the color of the and go out with in freezing weather with nothing
on. Well, Green Bay Packers, yeah, they're used to that.
Yeah, so yeah, oh, that's right. Their fans are going to have the upper hand this
year. Aren't they the cheeseheads?
Yeah. Wisconsin is the
right.
Cheese
Green Bay Packers,
yeah, there you
cheeseheads,
go.
Right?
There you go, yeah.
And I guess the Packers are favored to win by 2.5.
Okay, so are you gambling?
Well, we can.
I'm not. I don't know enough about the game. When it comes to sports, I'm like a chick. I really don't know anything about it.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm a girl.
But I know, that's what I'm saying. But you're not a typical girl. I don't think most girls follow football. Do you?
Maybe not. I don't know. I love basketball the most.
I bet a lot of women who follow sports follow it because they want to have something in common with their significant other. But you follow sports because you've always been very sports-minded and athletic.
Athletic, right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so to you, it's like, wow, you really are interested in it. Uh-huh. Like, you like to watch basketball.
I love to sit and watch basketball.
Yeah.
I even went to a girls' game the other day.
How was that?
It was fun. Well, I stayed only for the first half, but they won.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, and what teams played there?
It was Rutgers and Louisville.
Now, Rutgers is a good school, New Jersey.
Yeah, well, I think Louisville is actually pretty good this year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So how about the Super Bowl menu?
Yes, we want to talk about the Super Bowl menu because it's an atrocity what is done today when people get together to party for Super Bowl. But before we do that, we have to do something else. We have to take a break because we have to pay some bills. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what you should be serving your guests for Super Bowl and how to paleo it up a little bit. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with Elisa Profumo, and we will be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLER.com. Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, this is a great song.
Yes.
But this is a mashup. Listen to this. This is not what you think it is.
I think I have this one on my iPod.
I love this.
Maybe I can use that today when I'm running my sprints.
Yeah, you're going to sprint today when you go to
yes,
the gym?
Yes, yes.
So you like sprinting, huh?
I do. So I don't feel guilty about that little bit of steel-cut oats that I had this morning for breakfast. I hope PJ's not listening.
That's funny. Yeah, a little oatmeal once in a while isn't going to hurt you. Hi, so anyway, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Wow, there was a flashback. I had a flashback from Vietnam just now. And we're in the studio doing Casual Friday, covering topics, various topics. Idiocy in nutrition. On the scale of idiocy in nutrition, I have to comment on something you showed to me. Tell me how you found this, first of all. The men's health, best foods in the country.
Oh, it was on the internet. Okay. They had it. I think it was on MSN as one of the headlines.
Okay. So naturally, you figure men's health, best foods in the world, and you're going to tune in and, I mean, look at it, and you're expecting to see what?
Oh, you know, fish, chicken.
Right.
Healthy things.
Right. What? And so what was one of the things on there?
It was Jamba Juice. Peach Perfection.
Right. Jamba Juice, Peach Perfection. And as I recall, I'm trying to find my notes, but wasn't it like 42 grams of sugar?
It was 46 grams of sugar, 230 calories for 16 ounces. And there's no protein in it.
Nothing, right.
Nothing.
Now keep in mind that this was listed as one of the best foods in America on Men's Health magazine. What are they thinking?
Who knows?
Has anyone – I don't read Men's Health. So I don't know. Is Jamba Juice a big sponsor of Men's Health, you think?
I don't know. I don't read. I read Oxygen.
There you go. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know, but I have a suspicion that Jamba Juice must spend some money with Men's Health if they're saying that that's one of the best foods in America.
Hey, did you see the Egg McMuffin on there?
No. They had the Egg McMuffin on there?
Yep. Egg McMuffin was listed as a solid offering for breakfast.
And what's wrong with an Egg McMuffin?
Well, it does have 18 grams of protein in it, but it has 820 milligrams of sodium.
That's a lot of sodium.
That's a ton of sodium.
And sodium is really being focused on finally. I mean, Randy Roach was the first person to talk to me about the evils of sodium probably 5 or 6 years ago. But all of a sudden, every place you turn, I mean, when we did the story on PepsiCo, and Walmart, one of the things that they're trying to reduce is the sodium content.
In
right?
processed foods, correct.
Right, in processed foods, which is almost impossible because they use sodium both as a preservative and as a flavor enhancer in processed foods.
Right.
But sodium is really becoming now the new buzzword in the food industry, like, oh, we're going to reduce our sodium.
Right. Well, the government just came out with a new dietary guidelines, and they're saying that Americans consume way too much sodium, especially if you're 50 or older and African American. And so they're urging people to cut back on their sodium content
now,
intake.
One of the big evils of sodium is not just the potential to throw off aldosterone levels and cause you to retain water, but sodium spikes insulin. Large doses of sodium will make insulin rise even in the absence of carbohydrates.
Really?
And this is why, in my humble opinion, sodium raises blood pressure not by making you retain water, but because when insulin goes up, angiotensin converting enzyme goes up, and all the blood vessels constrict. So you have an immediate rise in blood pressure in response to the hoses getting smaller and narrower.
So what do you think about someone who's an athlete that sweats a lot?
They do have higher sodium needs. They definitely do because they are expelling a lot of sodium in their sweat.
Okay, because I'm looking at something right here from the CDC that says that a body can use what we need for daily sodium is only 180 milligrams to 500 milligrams.
That may be true of a totally sedentary. You know, the problem with the CDC and all of these government agencies is that they look at the majority of the United States. And you have to remember, the majority of the United States is being skewed by really fat, really unhealthy people.
Okay, so they're saying the adequate intake is 1,500 milligrams, which is what the government says should be our daily intake.
I don't know how to answer the whole sodium question, and I'll tell you why. I think sodium is an independent thing. I think that if you crave sodium, you probably need it.
I never crave sodium.
And neither do I. I was just going to say, I never feel like, oh, I want to put salt on something. There is the rare occasion. There is a rare occasion. If I'm doing a lot of saunas and if I'm doing hot yoga. Like we did last night, and I'm sweating a lot, I do notice that I want something salty. But I just let my, I let the natural mechanisms in my body that have been driving my genetics for millions of years dictate my sodium intake.
Okay, so here it says that the average daily sodium intake of people ages 2 and up is 3,436 milligrams, but I also read that...
A day.
Wow. And per year, the average consumer consumes 13 cups of sodium per year.
That's a lot.
That's a ton. That's more than a cup a month.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of sodium. That's a lot of salt. And the other problem that is when you take in a lot of sodium, it throws off potassium ratios, and we don't get enough potassium in our diet. That's another issue right there.
Right.
So, yeah, no. So the government's come out with a new dietary guideline. What do you think of it?
Well, it doesn't really hasn't really changed much, other than they're saying to reduce the sodium intake and to eat healthier.
And but they consider healthier eating lots of grains. They still feel that grains are important and an important part of the diet. And let's face it, the only reason why the government thinks that grains are an important part of the diet is because they subsidize big agricultural companies that grow grain.
Right.
So, you know, but did they say increased protein intake by any chance?
It says products like lean meats, poultry, eggs, beans, peas, nuts, seeds, and seafood.
Yeah, but we don't know the ratios they're predicting.
They didn't put the ratios.
Have you actually seen the pyramid yet? I haven't been able to find it anywhere.
No, I haven't either. I haven't been. I looked on the web address that was given to me, www.cnpp.usda.gov, and they're not giving specifics on there yet.
And that's suspicious to me, because unless they tell people to increase their protein intake, they are losing it because they're still focusing on a predominantly carbohydrate-centric pyramid, and that will just continue to throw people into a diabetic tailspin. This gives me an opportunity to answer a question that was on our Facebook, and I think it was, let's see here. Give me one second. I'm trying to find this real quick. I don't remember who said this. I thought I wrote it down. But someone posted on Facebook. Here, Edward Smith posted on Facebook about fiber intake. There was some research done on fiber intake still spikes insulin levels. And as a result, Professor Dr. Andrew did reply. And I have to agree with Professor Dr. Andrew in this case. And I have to say why. Dr. Paul Arciero from Skidmore College, this group have done a variety of different studies on carbohydrates and whey protein and so on. And they showed that 30 grams of carbohydrates, regardless of high glycemic, low glycemic, moderate glycemic, any glycemic index, 30 grams of carbohydrates is enough carbohydrates to spike insulin.
Per meal,
in a single sitting.
Okay.
So it really doesn't matter if it's all fiber. When the body sees that much carbohydrates reaches that threshold, insulin comes up, which comes back to my statement about the food pyramid. As long as we have a carbohydrate-centric diet, we will have a diabetically disposed population.
I agree.
So there you go. We answered that question at the same time. Let's talk now about, go back to Super Bowl for a second.
Okay.
So this Super Bowl, we want people to try to have better choices. Now, what are the normal choices for Super Bowl?
Pizza, nachos, chips and dip and beer and
wine, I hope, a little wine.
Oh, red wine.
Yeah, there you go. That's okay. Don't cut out the red wine. Cave people drank red wine.
popcorn, right. Hot dogs, hamburgers.
Not to segue off, are you amazed at how many quote-unquote nutritional gurus tell people to eat popcorn as a healthy snack?
I am. It's all over. Every time you see somebody talking about what to eat as a healthy snack, they're
popcorn
always saying popcorn.
Are they freaking crazy?
And, you know, forget it. It's GMO.
It's high in sugar. It's like the worst thing that you could eat. Never mind the fact that if you're out on a date, it gets stuck in your teeth. And you don't want that. But popcorn. Okay, so obviously popcorn is a big favorite. So instead of those types of things, what can people replace to eat a healthier Super Bowl Sunday snack fest?
Well, so I'm thinking some high protein things like chicken skewers or chicken kebabs.
That's good.
You can maybe add some veggies on the chicken kebab if you do a kebab with tomatoes and maybe some
squash
or onion or zucchini. Yeah, the zucchini, that would be good on there.
Yeah.
And all, you know, this chicken skewers you can cook on the George Foreman grill, the GFG is great.
In seconds they cook.
Right.
Yeah, you cut them, if you cut them thin, thin but round slices of chicken, and you put them on the skewer, they literally cook in like a couple minutes, they're done. And then what do you do with them? You dip them in something?
Well, yeah, you can dip them in pesto sauce.
I knew you were going to say that because that's your favorite, right?
I love pesto. And in the summer, I make fresh pesto from basil in my garden.
Oh, wow.
It's so yummy.
Yeah,
really good.
Yeah.
But you can use a red sauce.
Thai peanut sauce.
Depends on if you have a theme or not. If you're going with Mexican, you can maybe use
so
a salsa.
So the nice thing about that is you make a chicken dish, but everyone can enjoy it because you're not flavoring it. They flavor it as they eat it.
Right, right.
Yeah, so that's a really good one.
I was on the internet looking at some recipes, and I found this website that if you need a recipe, it's a really good website. It's called eatingwell.com, and it's very easy to navigate, and it has a ton of good recipes. But the good thing is, too, it gives you the nutritional value.
Ah.
So it gives you the fat content, the protein, the sodium, all your macronutrients.
Right, right. Okay. And so did you find any decent recipes that are worthy of Super Bowl Sunday?
I found one that I love. It's Moroccan chicken kebabs.
Uh-huh.
It's you make it with Greek yogurt and parsley and cilantro, olive oil, lemon juice, garlic, lots of good stuff.
Right. Now, let's say people want to feel like they're cheating. They don't want to give up the feel of nachos and pizza and all that sort of stuff. Is there any way for them to find healthy alternatives to those choices?
Well, we were looking at the Terra chips, sweet potatoes.
Oh, my God. They're great, right? They're basically yams.
That's all there is. And just a little bit of sea salt on them.
Right.
But it didn't have much sodium in there either.
And we know that bodybuilders eat yams when they're in pre-contest diet mode, so it is a good choice. A yam is a healthy thing. And, okay, so they're slightly man-made. They're sliced really paper thin, I don't even think they're fried. I think they're baked.
Baked, and it's Terra, Terra. You can get them at Whole Foods.
Yeah, Terra chips. They're good. But what about if I want Mexican? Let's say I want to have some Mexican food, right? And I really like, you know, burritos and that sort of stuff. Do I have any choices?
Sure. I found some low-carb, high-fiber tortillas. La Tortilla Factory.
La Tortilla Factory. I like
uh-huh.
that.
And
okay.
they have, let's see. Well, it says 18 grams of carbs, but there's 12 grams of fiber in them.
So there's actually only 4 impact carbs if you go by the impact carb thing.
Right, and that's per tortilla. And
that's a whole tortilla.
And it has 8 grams of protein in it as well.
Wow, that's pretty good. How do they taste?
They're good. I've baked them in the oven and put some seasoning and maybe a little bit of olive oil on it, and they get kind of stiff and hard like a chip.
Right.
And you can use those for dipping into your, like, salsa or things like that, or guacamole.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Speaking of guacamole, there was a really good recipe for guacamole on that Eating Well recipe.
Now that's a good choice for everybody. Likes guacamole during the Super Bowl. That's a healthy choice because, you know, avocados are full of potassium and magnesium and healthy fats,
uh-huh.
and they're so delicious on top of that.
Yeah, they even stuffed their eggs with guacamole.
So instead of doing a traditional deviled egg, you take the yolk out and use guacamole instead of yolk if you want to stay away from the yolk.
Yes.
Could you put I think I asked you this. I would love to take the yolks and put them in with the guacamole.
That does not sound good.
I don't know. I may have to try that to find out if it tastes better than it sounds. God, where did the time go? We have to take another commercial break. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday, and we're going to be doing more listener mail and Facebook posts when we come back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just when you thought you couldn't make cheesecake any better. What?
Okay, we got that on Facebook, right? who put that up on Facebook? Was it Tyler?
No, it wasn't Tyler.
Okay, somebody put up on, and we'll find it before we continue to talk. Somebody put up on Facebook after my ragging on Paula Deen, her piece on frying cheesecake. It was unbelievable. I had to watch it. It made me sick to my stomach. We're talking about women and heart disease. Any woman who follows Paula Deen's cooking style, guaranteed to get heart disease. In fact, I'm going to put this out there, and I know I'm going to sound mean-spirited for saying this, but I would like to start a death pool. Who gets the stroke or the heart attack first, Paula or her husband? Because both of them look like they're ready to go any second. They eat that food, and that food is just loaded with butter.
It was Paul Jessica.
Butter, 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 and butter.
That's Paul. That's
just
Paula.
When you thought you couldn't make cheesecake any better.
That's Paula getting high on butter.
It was Paul Jessic, J-E-S-S-U-K.
Oh, yeah, Paul Jessic. He sent
he
us
He sent us the YouTube video of her frying cheesecake. She wraps it in a dough, puts chocolate on top of it, deep fries it, brings it out, and coats it in more chocolate and
sugar.
Rolls it in powdered sugar.
Right, right.
Yum, y'all.
And then we found the website called Paula Deenisms. And I thought that website was actually a spoof on her, like that they were making fun of her. But they're not. They're paying homage to her, like what a wonderful cook she is, and look at her. And you found that piece for Swiss steak.
Well, no, that was on the same video that Paul sent us, and it was her making the Swiss steak, and she turns around and sees all the butter behind her, and she says, I just can't resist, and she takes a stick of butter and throws the whole stick in there because she just can't resist because it was just there.
Here it is. Listen.
What the heck? I think I'll put a tablespoon of butter in it just because I saw the butter sitting back here.
I mean, she's killing people. She's killing. I mean, I say it again. Second to tobacco, Paula Deen is going to give more people heart attacks and strokes than anything else in the world. If anybody cooks like her.
Well, thanks to Paul for the video.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. That was great. Anyway, let's talk real quick about a sponsor of ours. And this is a sponsor that I've never had on the show. And I'm going to have them on the show, and that's Dante Trudell from TrueProtein.com. I love their product. I'm not just saying this. I waited a long time to bring a protein company back on after American Sports Nutrition exploded. I had to find a company that I liked their product, that I trusted them, that I believed in what they were doing, and that is TrueProtein.com. And recently, Elisa turned me on to almond milk. Which, you know, I've always used water in my protein powder.
Well, it's unsweetened almond milk,
right?
And it's thicker than water, so it gives your protein a little bit thicker of a consistency.
Right.
But it's still not bad for you. It's actually good for you.
In a whole cup, there's only what, like 4 grams of fat?
There's 3 grams of fat, 2 carbs, 1 fiber, 1 protein, and 190 milligrams of potassium.
Yeah, and that's good because we don't get enough potassium. You probably need about 4,000 milligrams of potassium a day, I believe.
But it's the unsweetened almond milk, and it just makes your protein taste so much better.
I take the vanilla protein powder from True Protein and the vanilla almond breeze, and it tastes exactly like a vanilla shake from a soda fountain from when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good, and I love that. So I just wanted to plug True Protein, and Dante Trudell will be on our show. We'll be on Superhuman Radio probably next week. Now, I don't know if we're going to be doing a DC training episode or whether we're going to be talking about protein, but he will be making an appearance. He's a hard guy to tear away, even for an hour. All right, let's talk about some listener questions and comments. So let's see, where do we go first? Eric Payne posted on Facebook, and he said, is it right, did I really hear Dr. Smith say that GABA shuts down melatonin because we've been taking GABA at night? And that's right. About 8 or 9 years ago, a study was published that showed that 3 grams of GABA right before bed increased the growth hormone pulse by 300%. Very, very impressive science. It is true that GABA does have an effect on shutting down melatonin production. And that's why I used to take GABA and melatonin at the same time for that reason. GABA is produced in the retina upon awakening when daylight hits the eye. And that GABA is the signal to the pineal gland to stop producing melatonin. So yes, GABA does shut down melatonin absolutely unequivocally. And you can find that if you do some research on the you could probably Google the GABA melatonin reciprocity. You'll find that exact statement there. So yes, you did hear him correctly. Do you have something that we have on the?
Sure, Robert Mastronardo.
Okay,
Nardi.
Yeah.
He's a fellow Italian.
Okay, there you go.
said that his mother saw on television that frozen vegetables are better than fresh vegetables, and I think Professor Dr. Andro had addressed that on Facebook. But I think you wanted to add a few things about that.
Yeah, there are a couple caveats here. It is true that buying frozen vegetables at the grocery store is better than buying, quote-unquote, fresh vegetables at the grocery store because most fresh vegetables that are conventionally grown and end up in your neighborhood grocery store are really very far from fresh. They may still look fresh, but they're really not. Fresh implies recently taken out of the ground. A lot of the vegetables that you see in the grocery store have traveled literally thousands and thousands of miles. Some of them are coming from Argentina, from Spain, from Costa Rica, from all over the place. And they're taking, you know, days and even in sometimes weeks to get here. And what they do is they keep them in rooms and they pump these rooms full of different types of gases like nitrogen and so on, first to slow the ripening process, then to speed the ripening process. When they get here, for instance, avocados, if they are not in the right ripened state to be able to ship to a grocery store, they pump gases into them that speed the ripening. So yes, this is true. Flash frozen vegetables are better than quote unquote fresh vegetables from your grocery store. The only deviation to that statement is if you can get fresh vegetables from a farmer in your area, like at the farmer's market, or if you're growing them yourself. That's the only deviation, because then that is truly fresh. It comes out of the ground, and within a day or so, you're eating it. That is truly fresh. But the stuff you get at the grocery store is not really fresh.
Well, don't they pick it even before it's ripe?
Oh, always. Always. Right. And then they use gases to help ripen it on the way here. Yeah, absolutely. So in that case, I would agree with Professor Dr. Andro in his statement.
Okay, and then Tyler Hess also had a question on there.
Yeah, was his about the insulin?
Yes, and he was saying he was eating a pear before he went to work out.
Yeah, I think the idea of being removing the carbs from breakfast and lunch pre-workout, you're actually destroying the potential effect by having fruit right before the workout. Because now you're spiking insulin right before or during your workout, and you don't want that. In fact, there is to kind of answer two questions at the same time, Ricky Pack asked a question that I missed when I had Ori Hofmeckler on the show about eating while hungry, and I think you really meant eating while fasting. And I have the complete answer up on my blog, and you can read it after the show. But Ori and I feel exactly the same because the research shows this. If you train after a mini fast, I'm talking about after sleeping, 8 to 10 hours maximum, your body is so insulin sensitive. And if you train that way, then immediately after your workout, have a high protein meal without any carbohydrates whatsoever. This will in fact produce a great deal of protein synthetic response because the body is just throbbing and waiting for that protein. If you have fruit right before that, you kill that window because now you spike insulin. Dr. Mauro DiPasquale also talks about this in many of his books, and his opinion is that if you have whey protein, it's even better because whey protein goes through such high gluconeogenesis process that it supplies not only its own amino acids to rebuild muscle, but its own glucose to upregulate glycogen restorage. And the truth is, how much glycogen do we really need? I think the jury is out. I forget if it's 130 grams that we can hold in our whole body of glycogen. I mean, that's not a lot of glycogen. So the whole idea of having these massive amount of carbohydrates really is counterproductive. And definitely having fruit before your meal kind of shoots the whole theory in the foot.
Before your workout.
Yeah, before your workout. Thank you. It kind of shoots the whole theory in your foot, in the foot. I would say stay sensitive throughout the workout. Maybe have some BCAAs in moderate amounts in your water. Then have a high protein meal immediately after your workout, preferably whey protein. And that will replenish the glycogen as well as resynthesize muscle.
And in your professional opinion, what is a moderate amount of BCAAs?
Whatever it takes for your BCAA mix to give you 3 grams of leucine, because 3 grams of leucine is the magic to increase protein synthesis and reduce fat gain.
I see.
So anything, if your caps are a traditional 2-1-1, then you may have to take and they're a half a gram each. You may have to take 6 of them.
And I usually just put mine, open the caps, throw away the gelatin, and put the powder in my water and just drink it while I'm working out.
Right. Okay. And that's a great thing because that and actually to have the ideal thing would be to have the whole 6 capsules before you work out and then sip on BCAA laced water during your workout, so that right before you work out, you have that 3 grams of leucine in your body and you're already in an anabolic state while you're training.
Okay.
That would be the ideal thing.
Okay.
But if you can't do that, then having it laced in your water is adequate.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. What other questions do we have here? I think we covered.
I think that's about
it. Yeah, I think that's it. I think those are the ones that we had to cover. And also, I want to mention something. If you want to ask a question and you don't want to bother putting it on Facebook or emailing us at onair@superhumanradio.com. If you want to do something really cool, really fun, and help support the show, go to 206-222-2218. I'll give the number again in a minute. And leave your question in a message on voicemail. We'll play the question on the air and then answer it or get the answer for you. Again, the number to call in and leave a message for the show is 206-222-2218.
Butter.
That's Paula killing the country.
Yum y'all.
Yeah, yum y'all. I was actually looking for yum y'all. I couldn't find yum y'all anywhere. So anyway, okay, so where do we go from here? Ari Hofmeckler answered the question for, let's see here, Ricky Pack. And I think, Ricky, what you meant was training while fasted, not hungry. And the complete answer is on the Super Human Radio website in the blog area. But the bottom line is this. It is not a good idea to train after a long duration fast. I'm talking about something upwards of 24 hours because it can be very catabolic. And Ori feels that you should have at least a whey protein drink before training. Now, training after a mini fast, and a mini fast is anything up to 10 hours. I actually had Dr. Michael McCarty on my show a year and a half ago, and he's the one who did all the studies on training while fasted. Training after a mini fast actually does two things. Number one, it increases insulin sensitivity. And believe it or not, number two, it increases the anabolic response to the post-workout meal. And that's because training during a mini fast, the body actually becomes much more efficient at recycling amino acids in the amino acid pool. So while the amino acids may be broken down by the muscles, the body puts them right back into the muscles. So the answer is this. Training while fasting after a short fast overnight, good thing. Training while fasting after a long fast, long term, like 24 hours, bad thing. Unless you have some pre-workout protein or a really, really huge dose of amino acids before you train. And we're talking about resistance or sprinting. Not talking about, you know, slow, arduous cardio when we talk about this stuff. But again, the complete answer for you, Ricky, is on superhumanradio.com in the blog area.
Didn't we want to give a shout out to one of our listeners that's in Afghanistan?
Yes, yes. Joshua Rohr. Yeah, nice guy.
He just friended us.
Yes. Joshua Rohr listens to the show from Afghanistan. He's deployed and he's there with the Kentucky, I want to say, Agricultural Division. And I guess they're over there helping the Afghanis learn how to farm and sustain their own thing. And he listens to the show from there. So we just want to give him a shout out and thank him, right?
Yes.
For his service to our country.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Joshua.
But he friended you first before he friended me. But then again, you're prettier than I am.
Well, that's debatable.
Oh, please.
Depends on who's saying.
Oh, please, please. And on that note, we have to go into a commercial break, but I want to ask everybody to do me a favor and friend Alisa Profumo. Go to, if you're on Facebook, look for Alisa Profumo, AlisaProfumo. Friend her because she posts a lot of things about the show, and you'll get notices right away as well. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. It is Casual Friday. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world, dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches, my overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
This is so good, y'all. I don't know how to top this fried cheesecake, y'all.
You know which other one I like? This one here. Listen to this.
Y'all.
It's giving us Southern girls a bad name.
Y'all. So, what's your name?
Hey, y'all. I'm Paula Deen.
Hi, y'all. I'm Paula Deen. I'm killing America one cholesterol clogged artery at a time.
Okay, so there's something I forgot to mention when we were talking about the healthy guide or healthy menu for Super Bowl.
Okay.
Instead of bread, and even really instead of wraps, you can use a lettuce as a wrap. Yeah. Like the romaine hearts, I like to use that and put my tuna in it or ground turkey in it and just kind of roll it up and you still get the crunchiness and it tastes really good and fresh.
Right. In fact, for those of us who have lived on the West Coast for any period of time, you know that there is a hamburger joint called In-N-Out Burger.
I've heard of that.
Okay. Well, In-N-Out Burger, if you drive into the drive-thru at In-N-Out Burger and you order a hamburger and then say, make it, what is the term? Protein. Give me a protein burger. They'll give you two patties with lettuce and tomato and special sauce wrapped in lettuce.
Oh, good.
And you just eat it just like that. The lettuce becomes the bread, so to speak.
That's kind of what I do with my the hearts of romaine lettuce.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Also, we were talking about the farmers markets.
Yes.
And I got a couple websites that people can look up farmers markets that are within 20 miles of where they are, even if they're traveling. It's eatwellguide.org,
right.
And localharvest.org.
So if you're on the road, and that's true. We actually did a show about both of those websites quite a long time ago. John Moody, who is the local chapter head for westernaprice.org, we came on and we talked about how do people find farmers markets, how do they find local farms and so on. And those are the same websites. But you're right. I never thought about it. If you're traveling, you're on the road, you can get on those websites and you can find providers wherever you're staying at the time and find healthy ways to eat. So there really is no excuse. There's no excuse not to eat healthy. It really isn't.
I just went to the farmer's market yesterday. They have, I mean, even in the wintertime, you can go and get some good things. I got to ask,
what did you buy at the farmer's market?
I bought eggs.
How many eggs? Come on, tell them.
10 dozen. They're so good. They're so much better than store-bought eggs.
Yeah.
And they're so much better for you.
Yeah. Okay. What else did you buy?
And PJ has me having 5 egg whites every morning right now. So.
Right. And then what else did you eat? Purchase, I'm saying.
I bought some grapefruit because I can have grapefruit in the morning.
Right.
Green apples because there's less sugar in the green apples than there
now,
are in
what
the red
do you
apples.
Do, what do you do with the apples? This is another good Super Bowl opportunity for a dessert.
I just basically I'll cut them up and put them in a Pyrex casserole dish. I'll put a little vanilla on it and maybe some stevia and cinnamon, lots of cinnamon, and I'll put it in the oven, maybe some water, and just bake it in the oven, and it tastes like an apple pie without the crust.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's
and they're really good.
Yeah, yeah. Did you buy anything else that was really special?
I bought spinach. I bought portobello mushrooms. Mm-hmm. I bought zucchini.
Right.
Leeks.
All from local sources.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I got some leeks.
You can't beat that. You can't beat that at all. All right, where are we going from here?
We wanted to talk about hot yoga.
Yes, I like yoga. I've gone to yoga twice, and it's hot yoga. I've never done yoga before. I have new respect for people who do yoga. The women in those yoga classes make it look so easy. I had such a hard time between the balance and the rigidity. I really had a hard time.
Well, let alone, I mean, you walk into the room and they heat the room between 105 and 120 degrees.
Right.
So it's like you're walking into a sauna.
Right.
And it lasts for an hour and a half. So you're in that heated room for an hour and a half.
Right.
And just doing those static poses. It makes your body shake.
Yeah, I have new respect for it. I never realized how difficult it was. You know what I wanted to mention too, also, because we're coming towards the end of the show. We're going to be doing a show in the very, very near future on something that Elisa discovered after we did a series of dental health shows. And I guess your cousin, actually, Paolo, sent this to you.
Uh-huh.
There is something out called melanocyte stimulating hormone that actually may be change the way tooth decay is handled forever.
Uh-huh. It's a gel.
And it actually repairs the tooth.
Uh-huh. Without having to, you put the gel on the tooth and it actually will repair itself without having to drill or put the composite material in or anything.
And so we're going to be doing a show on this. I'm going to try to find the scientists who can speak articulately about it. And also I'm going to try to find the source for it between you and I, because I would love to be able to, you know, use, I mean, they're probably, the wisest thing would be just to add it to toothpaste so that you always have a little tiny bit of it on your teeth, so it's always constantly repairing the wear and tear that goes on a day-to-day basis.
Well, that makes sense.
Right?
I mean,
it's actually, I read the article, and it is considered a nanotechnology, and we know that nanotechnologies are the future of healing and repair in the body.
Uh-huh.
So this is going to be cool. So we're going to try to do a show about that in the very near future. We really come to the end of the show. Is there anything that we need to say before we shine off?
Oh, do you want to talk about the call-ins, asking people about
yes,
call-ins?
Yes, we are thinking about doing call-ins, okay? So those of you who listen to the show live, you obviously would be the ones that would be affected by this. Would you call in? I posted something on my blog that says that we're thinking about taking call-ins, and I need some feedback. If you want to, call in at 206-222-2218 and tell me if you think that we should take call-ins. Obviously, the call-ins would be used to answer questions on the air, to allow you to give your opinion about things that we're talking about at the same time. We may have to make the show a little bit longer if we take call-ins. That is one consideration. So think about that when you're answering this question. And, you know, give us some ideas if you think call-ins would work. Email us at onair@superhumanradio.com or call 206-222-2218 and give us your opinion. And
don't forget to, you can Facebook us your topic requests for Casual Fridays.
Yes. At either my Facebook or your Facebook. At either Carl Lenore or Elisa Profumo on Facebook.
Right.
And of course,
y'all.
There's always Paula Deen out there killing people. So remember that. Next time you are frustrated with your life, remember, it could be worse. You could be eating Paula Deen's food. Bye. We will see you next week on Casual Friday. So tune in then.
Bye.